This is Akashvani. The news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Supreme Court recorded the union government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. A bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, along with Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, also noted Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's assurance that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those categorized as Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The Apex Court also directed the Centre to file its response within 7 days to the batch of petitions seeking a stay and challenging the constitutional validity of the recent amendments to the Waqf Act 1995. The matter will now be heard on May the 5th. India has asked Pakistan to take action against the perpetrators of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks following the extradition of Tahawur Hussain Rana. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks, whom it continues to shield.
Pakistan may try very hard, but its reputation as the epicenter of global terrorism will not diminish. The extradition of Rana is a reminder yet again to Pakistan that it needs to act to bring to justice other perpetrators of Mumbai terror attacks, whom it continues to shield.
In West Bengal, central forces will continue to remain deployed in violence-affected areas of Murshidabad as per an order from the Calcutta High Court. A division bench comprising Justices Shoman Sen and Raja Basu Chaudhary rejected a plea filed by Leader of the Opposition, Shuvendu Adhikari, and others seeking a National Investigation Agency probe into the violence. However, the court clarified that the central government is free to take suo motu cognizance of the incidents and may independently order an NIA investigation if deemed necessary. Maharashtra government has announced that Hindi will be a compulsory third language from classes 1 to 5 in Marathi and English medium schools in line with the National Education Policy NEP 2020. Currently, only Marathi and English are mandatory from classes 1 to 4 in these schools. A government resolution or GR issued by the State School Education Department on Wednesday outlines the phase-wise implementation of the new language curriculum. According to the GR, Hindi will now be introduced as a third compulsory language from classes 1 to 5 starting 2025-26. Today is Prakash Purab of the 9th Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib. Born in Amritsar in 1621, he was the youngest son of the 6th Sikh Guru, Sri Guru Har Gobind Singh. Known as a principled and fearless warrior, he was a learned spiritual scholar and a poet. Nagar kirtans are being organized at various places in Punjab. Devotees are visiting gurudwaras to pay obeisance and listen to holy gurbani. Christians across the globe are observing Good Friday today, one of the most solemn and sacred days in the Christian calendar. Marking the crucifixion and death of Jesus Christ at Calvary, Good Friday is a day of mourning, reflection and spiritual devotion. Churches throughout Nagaland are holding special prayer services. The faithful gather on this day to seek forgiveness for their sins and express gratitude for Christ's sacrificial act. World Heritage Day is being celebrated today across the globe. It is also called the International Day for Monuments and Sites. This year, the theme of the day is Heritage Under Threat from Disaster and Conflicts. Our correspondent reports that this day is celebrated every year on 18th April to honor and protect cultural and natural heritage. India now has 43 sites on the World Heritage List and 62 more on UNESCO's tentative list. And in IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 4 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. In today's fixture, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.